I'm here today with Becky Hunt. She's the executive director of Calgary Wildlife. I saw a news article about your organization earlier this week and how your organization is struggling with the need for some donations. Why don't we start off by you giving us a little background about Calgary Wildlife, and then we can get into how people can help you guys out.
Sure. So Calgary Wildlife is an organization that treats, rehabilitates, and releases injured animals and wild animals. And we also offer educational programming to Calgarians kind of around, you know, urban wildlife and just living in harmony with urban wildlife to prevent human-wildlife conflicts.
Now, you guys have been around since 1993, so you've been doing this a long time. But this year, it seems like your donations have dwindled a bit. How can people help you guys out?
We sort of put out a call, a trial call, to see if we could find 500, you know, animal or wildlife-loving folks who may be interested in signing up as a monthly donor for $25 a month. And our thought around that was sort of just like, you know, that's, if you're going to the fancy coffee shops, that's about four coffees a month. So if we could find, you know, 500 or more people to sign up for those monthly donations, it would, you know, really help us to be in a better place right now, just with the drop in donations that we're seeing in the first quarter of this year.
And you guys see a lot of wildlife each year, right? Like, you guys are receiving between 2,000 and 3,000 injured and orphaned wild animals each year.
Yeah, and it really depends. You know, the trend is it's just we see more and more animals coming through our doors just because of, you know, cities expanding and sort of us taking over those spaces that were, you know, previously only wild spaces and whatnot. But again, it depends on, you know, things like what diseases are trending that year amongst wild patients, what the climate is doing, you know, hotter summers, cooler or warmer winters, pardon me. So all of those things affect, you know, how many patients we do get in on an annual basis. But the trend is just kind of year after year, more and more.
Yeah, it's not getting any easier on you guys is what you're trying to say.
Definitely not.
People talk a lot about the rising cost of living right now, like with inflation and everything. Is that what's kind of one of the major obstacles for your organization to continue the quality of service you've been already providing?
Yeah, it's really kind of a perfect storm of issues that we're facing right now. So obviously inflation is a big one that is, you know, everyone's being affected by it. So, you know, the food that our patients eat, the price has gone up. Of course, our bills have gone up like everyone else. We're seeing that drop in donations. Again, we're hoping it's not going to be a trend for the whole year, but so far this quarter, it's been significant. And then we have a few like regulatory pressures that are new that are causing us to, you know, spend more money as well. So it's just kind of the combination of those three things combined that has put us into this difficult spot.
People want to help out. The best way to donate is to go to your website, calgarywildlife.org. Now, do you need volunteers from the community as well?
Yeah, we can always accept volunteers. We're kind of ending our volunteer intake period, unfortunately, because we're getting into our busy season. But people can come to the website and all the information is there about volunteering, you know, doing community sort of like fundraising events if people want to do that. And then, yeah, if you do come to the website, there's a pop-up right when you come to the website just about signing up as a monthly donor or a regular donor. And we have like tons of great information articles, you know, on our blog about, you know, educational information around you know, urban wildlife and our patients that we release and treat. So there's lots of great stuff on our website. People can spend some time on there just, you know, having a look around.
If you're interested in volunteering or donating to Calgary Wildlife, go check out their website at calgarywildlife.org.